Today is when the church normally celebrates Pentecost Sunday.
今天呢, 是很多教会在庆祝五旬节的主日。
We remember the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon the church.
记得当五旬节那一天, 圣灵降临在教会的事吗?
You'll remember after Jesus was resurrected,
当主耶稣从死里复活,
he appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
他向着他的门徒显现了40天。
And then right before he ascended to the right hand of the Father,
就在他升到父那里之前,
he told the disciples
他告诉他的门徒们,
to tarry, to wait until they receive the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit.
要叫他们等候, 只等他们得着父所应许的圣灵。
So 10 days after that 40 days when Jesus resurrected, the Holy Spirit came.
所以他在地上40天, 然后他嘱咐他们,他就升天了,再10天。
Amen. So that is today. That is this Sunday.
就是今天这个主日,
so we want to remember and reverence and honor the Holy Spirit today.
所以我们要在今天特别带着一个敬畏的心来荣耀圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have the Holy Spirit inside you this morning?
早晨你们的里面有没有圣灵呢?
He lives within us.
因为他住在我们里面,不是吗?
It's interesting, Jesus, when he told the disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Spirit,
当主耶稣告诉门徒去耶路撒冷等候所应许的圣灵,
he didn't tell them to wait 10 days.
很特别一件事就是他没有指明你们要等10天。
He told them to wait until.
他只说你们要等候直到,
until.
直到,
whatever it took.
无论要多久, 但要等到为止,
however long or however short,
无论是长还是短的时间,
to not give up, to not stop,
无论如何不能够放弃, 不能停止等候,
until the power of the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
要等候一直到圣灵的能力降在你们身上。
We're pretty good at keeping appointments, aren't we? As long as we know what day it is.
通常如果我们知道跟人家约的是什么时间的, 我们通常都能够,
what time it is.
我们约好几点钟。
Now, Ken, can you imagine if your friend told you to, go wait up on the corner until I get there.
简子业, 你能想象吗? 如果你的朋友说, 诶, 你就在那个街转角等我, 直到我出现为止。
You'd say, what? What? You have to give me a time, right?
你会说什么? 你得告诉我你什么时候来啊?
Tell me what time you're going to meet me there.
你告诉我几点跟你会面啊?
And your friend says, just trust me.
你的朋友说, 就相信我。
You just wait until
就等着,
I get there.
直到我出现为止。
How would that sit with us?
我们听到这样子的交通时候心里什么感觉?
You see, the prerequisite of receiving more of the Holy Spirit
你知道得着更多圣灵的先决条件
is trust.
是信任。
The prerequisite to getting receiving more of the Holy Spirit
那个得着更多圣灵的先决条件
is trust and surrender.
是相信而且呢降服。
If we don't trust God about His promise,
如果我们对于神他的应许不能相信的话,
if we don't surrender our heart and become flexible to God,
我们不全然把自己交托在他手中降服在他面前,
we can't receive more of the Holy Spirit.
那很难得到更多的圣灵的。
We all have our little expectations, don't we?
我们都有自己的期望,不是吗?
Well, if it's just like this,
如果主啊, 如果你这样做,
if God does it at this time,
你在这个时间这样做,
if God does it this way,
以这样方式来做,
if it doesn't demand too much of me,
只要不要要我花太大, 太多代价,
then it's okay.
那可以的。
That's not how it works.
但是对神来说不是这样子的。
That's not how it works.
神不是这样做事的。
He's God, we're not.
因为他是神, 我们不是神。
When we want something from God,
我们当有求于神的时候,
are you listening to me?
你们有没有听见?
When we want something from God,
当我们要从神得到什么的时候,
you or I,
那你,
we do not make the conditions.
我们没有权利来有什么要求或条件。
Amen?
Amen吗?
He makes the conditions.
他来决定是什么条件。
Are you setting the conditions upon which you will receive more from God?
像同样的，我们有没有对神，关于我们如何得到圣灵，对神有一些条件？
It's never worked that way.
在神来说，他做事不是这样的。
And it never will.
他永远不会照着我们的法则做事的。
Jesus says, you wait until I do it my way.
主耶稣说，你们只要负责等候，一直到我根据我的原则来做事。
Have you surrendered to the Holy Spirit that way?
我们向着圣灵的领受，是不是这样完全的降服的？
If we're going to understand what the Holy Spirit is like,
我们要了解圣灵是怎样的。
Did you know the Holy Spirit has a personality?
我们知不知道圣灵是有位格的，他是有个性的。
You know, now I was just talking about my friend Ken over here, right?
我刚才用截止宴做比喻。
If you're going to describe Ken, his person,
如果你要描述杰子业是怎么样的一个人
？Now you'd say about Ken, he's a nice-looking young man, tall.
他很英俊，他很高大。
Kind.
他很仁慈。
Amen. That's true. It's not ask his wife. That's true.
你不相信，你问他老婆就知道是不是这样。
These are just a couple of things about the personality, the person of Ken.
这些描述都是讲到说 Ken 是怎么样的一个人。
Now the Bible describes what the personality of the Holy Spirit is like.
然后圣经呢告诉我们圣灵他是怎么样的一个个性。
So when God wants to describe for us what the Spirit is like,
当神描述圣灵是怎样的时候
He compares the Holy Spirit to wind.
他用圣灵表示他用什么来解释圣灵呢？就比如说像风一样。
We see what the wind does.
你们知道风是怎么样运作的。
But where it comes from and where it goes, we don't know.
但是我们没有办法捉摸住它怎么来，它往哪里去。
We feel the wind against our skin.
风吹向我们的时候，我们很有感觉的。
But we cannot see the wind with our eye.
但是我们的眼睛是看不见风的。
We can only see what it does in other people.
我们只看到风如何在别人身上发生作用。
There's this, this hard to describe, capture, quality about wind.
风有一个很难描述的，又抓不住的一个特性。
Do you remember when you were a kid?
你记得你在做小孩子的时候。
When the wind was blowing really hard.
当风吹得很大的时候。
Now you listening to me?
你们有没有注意我在说什么？
Do you remember trying to catch the wind?
你有没有试着要去捉住风？
Did you ever do that, brother, when you were a little boy, try to catch the wind? Maybe I did.
你小的时候有没有想要去捉？
You know, when you're about this tall, you try to catch the wind.
就这么点大时候，你想要把风给抓住。
Well, I can't catch it with my hand.
当然，我们没有办法用手把风抓住。
Maybe if I go get a paper bag, I can catch some of the wind.
我拿一个纸袋来，我可能抓到一点的风。
And then, so we put our little bag up there and close the end real fast.
我们拿了一个袋子，然后很快把它关起来。
And the bag is full.
那整个袋子里面充满了风。
Oh, I got some of the wind now.
啊，我抓到一点风了。
Right?
对不对？
And you open the bag up.
你就要打开来看一下。
There's no wind.
你看不到风啊。风不见了。
Did you ever go by a stream or, you know, by the ocean that's just the waves are crashing in?
你去海边，你看那个浪一阵阵打上来。
The river that's running by.
或者那个河流从你身旁流过。
You ever try to capture the river?
你有没有想在那一刹那抓住那个浪或者河流？
Okay, I'm going to get a big cup because that's a big river, right?
让我拿一个大杯子来抓到一大杯河流。
And I'll just, here it comes.
好
catch the river.
好，水来了，我就把河流给抓住了。
Look in that cup.
你看你杯子里的东西。
You have some water in that cup.
你只看到水在杯子里。
But that's not a river.
但是这可不是一个在很久涌流的河啊。
You see what I'm saying?
你明白我的意思吗？
The wind, the water, the river.
风和海。
Once we capture it.
我们想要捕捉那一刹那。
Once we contain it.
什么时候我想限制它。
Once we try to control it.
想要控制它，掌握它。
It's not the wind. It's not the river anymore.
不是风了，也再也不是河流了。
Our control changes the character of those things once we contain it.
当我们想要掌握或控制一个东西的时候，当我们握住它的时候，它的本质就变了。
We want to know what the Holy Spirit is like. He is wind.
我们知道圣灵像什么？它像风。
He is a river.
它也像河流。
He is fire.
它也像火。
He is oil.
它也像油。
All these are ways the scripture describes the characteristics or the character, the personality of the Holy Spirit.
圣经用这些来比喻或描述圣灵它的本质或特性。
What do these things all have in common?
这些东西我们讲的都有一个什么共同点呢？
They're not easy for us to wrap our hand around and control.
就是我们没有办法，也不容易把它捉获住，然后控制它。
Listen to me. They're not meant to be controlled by us.
你知道为什么吗？因为它就是不该被我们掌控的。
God, the Holy Spirit, was never meant to be controlled by men.
圣灵从来在神的心里就不是让人来控制的。
He's God, we're not.
他是神，我们可不是。
And we can only benefit from the character of the Holy Spirit.
我们只能因着他的特性而受惠。
As we surrender to him.
当我们全然降服而没有自己的意思的时候。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Are you trying to control the Holy Spirit?
所以请问我们有没有想要控制圣灵？
What my message is today,
我今天的主题呢
is about the sufferings of the Spirit.
是讲到圣灵他的受苦。
Now we're familiar with the term the sufferings of Christ, aren't we?
我们对于基督受苦这个关事情我们很有概念。
Jesus suffered at the hands of his enemies.
耶稣在他仇敌的手下受苦。
Jesus was rejected and ridiculed and suffered a death upon the cross.
主耶稣被人拒绝，被人嘲笑，最后他在十架上受苦而死。
That suffering was redemptive.
那个是救赎的一个受苦。
Because of the suffering of Jesus,
因着他的受苦。
We are blessed, we are saved.
我们因此得救而蒙福。
As we put our faith in him, amen?
当我们把我们的信心投靠在他身上的时候。
But what about the sufferings of the Holy Spirit?
但是圣灵的受苦又是怎么一回事呢？
The scripture commands us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
圣经讲得很清楚，不要叫圣灵担忧。
That word grieve means to cause the Holy Spirit pain.
那个意思就是让圣灵受苦痛苦。
Do not quench the Holy Spirit.
或者不要消灭圣灵的感动。
That literally means to extinguish or smother the flame of the Spirit.
消灭圣灵的感动就是好像把圣灵的火焰给除掉了。
We have the capacity to cause the Holy Spirit pain.
所以我们是有能力让圣灵痛苦的。
And we do not think about this nearly enough.
但是我们常常很少这样思想。
The sufferings of Christ are redemptive.
我们了解基督的受苦是为了救赎。
But the sufferings of the Spirit do not help us, they hurt us.
但是圣灵受苦的时候对我们没有帮助反而伤害到我们。
They hurt God.
伤害到神。
They hurt our spiritual walk.
伤害到我们属灵的行道。
They hurt the work of Christ in the church.
也伤害到基督的教会。
And they hurt the mission of Christ to share the gospel with the whole world.
也伤害到神的事工，伤害到福音的传扬。
Another interesting thing about the sufferings, a difference between the sufferings of the Spirit versus the sufferings of Christ.
还有一件不同的地方就是基督的受苦与圣灵的受苦。
Most of the sufferings of Jesus,
基督所有的受苦
came from outside, came from the kingdom of darkness.
绝大多数基督所受的苦是从外面来的，是从黑暗的权势来的。
But most of the sufferings of the Spirit,
但是圣灵绝大多数的痛苦
they come from within the house of God.
是从神的家来的。
Have you realized that those who can hurt you most,
你知道吗？那些最能够伤害我们的
those who have the capacity to hurt you the deepest,
那些最能够伤害我们很深的
are usually those that are closest to you.
都是那些与我们最亲最近的人。
Amen?
阿们吗？
You listening to me this morning?
你们听见我所说的吗？
The Holy Spirit is called to be our Helper.
圣灵他的职事是来帮助我们。
Number one job of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的第一重要的工作是什么？
God the Father sent the Holy Spirit upon the church.
我们的父差遣圣灵到教会里来。
To help us do everything that Jesus would do during his earthly ministry.
是帮助我们来执行主耶稣在地上所要进行的事。
Remember when the disciples would get afraid?
记不记得那些门徒害怕？
And Jesus said, "Fear not."
耶稣会说不要怕。
Don't calm down, don't be afraid.
不要惊慌，不要害怕。
Fear not, little flock, right? Isn't that how it says in the Bible?
你们这小群啊，不要害怕。
Be at peace.
要有平安。
That's the comfort of God.
这是从神来的安慰。
This is what the Holy Spirit does for us.
这就是圣灵在我们身上做的工作之一。
Don't be afraid.
叫我们不要害怕。
Calm down.
叫我们安心。
Don't run.
叫我们不要跑。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't turn back.
不要转离。
Because you can do greater things through Christ than you can do by yourself.
因为靠着耶稣，我们能做更大的事。
Amen. Amen.
我们能做超过我们能做的事。
Aren't we grateful for the comfort of the Holy Spirit?
对着圣灵常给我们的安慰，我们有没有一个感恩的心？
He helps us.
他帮助我们。
He comforts us.
他安慰我们。
And he empowers us.
他也赐给我们能力。
To be everything God's called us to be.
能够做或成为神要我们成为或做的事。
And yet, too often.
但是呢，常常。
When he pulls us this way.
当圣灵让我们把我们往这边拉的时候
You know what I'm talking about when the Holy Spirit tugs at your heart?
知道我的意思吧有时候圣灵在我们里面感动引导我们
He says, come on, you don't need to go over there. Come on over here.
圣灵在拉着我说你不要去做那个事来我这边
Amen.
阿们吗
You ever been in a meeting and the Holy Spirit tugged on you? He said, come on, I want you to go forward and receive prayer.
你坐在座位上然后圣灵说我要你到前面去 让他们为你祷告圣灵说去啊去啊
Maybe you're in the word of God and the Holy Spirit says, just stay right here.
有时候你正在读圣经圣灵说就停在这一段
And we say, no, I got things to do.
就坐在这里
I got to go someplace.
我们说哦不行不行我很忙我得去别的地方
I don't want to say that.
我不要坐在这里
I don't want to stop.
我不要停下来。
I want to do what I want to do.
我要做我要做的事。
When we act that way,
当我们这样做的时候
the Holy Spirit feels pain.
圣灵会忧伤的，他会痛苦的。
You ever been in a meeting?
你有没有去参加聚会？
And the Holy Spirit starts making your heart go.
突然在你的里面，你的心跳得特别的快，哦、好像圣灵在里面搅动你。
And the longer you wait,
那你越等越久。
It's just beating faster and faster.
你等得越久，那个跳得越快。
And the Holy Spirit saying, "Come on, come on."
圣灵说：“来呀，来，快快快。”
And haven't we all? I better stand back away from them. But and haven't we all resisted that?
我们是不是常常拒绝圣灵的感动？
That causes the Holy Spirit pain.
当我们这样做的时候，让圣灵痛苦。
You're on your computer.
你在你的电脑面前。
Something pops up.
有一个荧幕突然跳出来。
Holy Spirit says, "Don't look at that."
圣灵说，关掉它，不要看。
And we don't listen. We look a little harder.
我们反而不听，还是看得更仔细一点。
That causes the Holy Spirit pain.
这种反应让圣灵痛苦。
We're talking to a friend.
我们跟朋友讲话。
They start talking about another mutual friend.
他们我们讲到第三者。
And they start saying something bad about that person.
他们开始批评或者评断那个人。
And we begin to laugh.
我们就跟着他们一起笑。
We begin to talk.
我们也加入这样子的批评。
And the Holy Spirit says, "Stop that."
常常突然圣灵说，不要再说了。
Don't talk about that.
不要这样批评。
And we push down the impression of the Holy Spirit. We keep on laughing. We keep on talking. We cause pain to the Holy Spirit.
但是我们常常选择继续在那里高言阔论，而压制那个感动，这样是让圣灵痛苦。
Do you hear what I'm talking about?
你们明白我的意思吗？
Are you hurting the one that tries to help you the most?
我们有没有伤害那个最能够帮助我们的？
An interesting thing about the work of the Holy Spirit.
有关圣灵一个特别有趣的事。
The work of the Spirit either becomes stronger,
就是圣灵的工作只有两种可能，一种是越来越兴旺，
or weaker,
或者是越来越微弱，
depending upon how we respond to Him.
那个决定的条件是在于我们如何反应圣灵，向着圣灵我们有什么反应。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
As we say yes to the Holy Spirit,
当我们每一次顺服说是的，顺服圣灵的时候，
the work of the Spirit becomes stronger, louder, deeper in our life.
圣灵的工作就会更深更强在我们的生命里。
But if we keep on saying no to the Holy Spirit,
但是我们若是一直拒绝或不顺服圣灵的感动，
the voice of the Holy Spirit in our heart 圣灵的声音
就会越来越小，
becomes smaller and smaller.
越来越微弱。
Are you losing the voice of the Spirit in your life?
所以请问你是渐渐失去圣灵在你心中的声音了吗？
You ever had a friend that, you know, the person you knew, you want to be their friend.
比如说有一个人你想做他的朋友。
And you call him.
你打电话给他。
But they don't ever answer.
但他们从来不接你的电话。
You see him out at the market, and you, hey, hi, how are you doing?
你在超级市场看到他，你大力挥舞说，哎，你好吗？
And they act a little awkward and kind of, oh, hurry on down the next aisle.
但他们的反应却好像有一点冷漠，然后想办法赶快离开你。
Every time you knock on their door.
每一次你敲他的门。
Every time you call him on the phone.
你打他电话给他。
Every time you send him an email.
哦，你送一个电子邮件给他。
They just don't answer.
他们就是没反应。
And pretty soon you come to the conclusion, I guess they don't want to be friends.
很快你就知道你的结论是，我猜他大概不想做我的朋友。
How are you responding to the Holy Spirit? Is he knocking? Is he calling? Is he pulling on your heart and you keep on pushing away?
那你向着圣灵的反应是什么？他是不是一直敲你的心门？他是不是一直感动你，引导你？但是呢，你却把他一再的推开。
Amen. Are you treating the Holy Spirit that way?
你如何对待圣灵？
Don't you want to be full of the Holy Spirit?
难道你不想被圣灵充满？
Don't you want the power of the Holy Spirit?
难道你不想要有圣灵的能力吗？
Don't you want the comfort of the Holy Spirit?
难道你不想要有圣灵的安慰吗？临到你和你的儿女吗？
Amen.Don't you want him to help you do what you are called to do?
你难道不希望圣灵帮助你完成神在你身上的托付吗？
Yes or no, amen?
是还不是？
Don't you want him to be your helper?
你不希望圣灵来帮助你吗？
We have to quit closing the door.
那么我们必须停止关上门拒绝他。
We have to start taking his calls, amen?
我们要开始接到要回答他的电话。
In fact, the Old Testament says, how can two...walk together unless they're in agreement.
圣经上很清楚说，二人不能同心，岂能同行？
We can't expect the Holy Spirit to fill our lives.
我们不可能一面说圣灵啊，充满我的生活生命。
If he's going this way and we're going that way.
但是呢，他要往这边走，我要往那边走。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Pretty elementary stuff, right?
这个是很简单的，小学生都知道的道理。
We all know this.
我们都了解。
But it's not about what you know.
但是问题是不是你知道什么？
It's about what you do or don't do. Amen?
而是你是如何选择的。
Amen? And we're living in a day when we need all the help from the Holy Spirit we can get.
我们活在一个邪恶的时代，我们在每一件事上都非常需要圣灵的帮助。
Hey, have you noticed that we live in a pretty scary world sometimes?
你们注意，我们有没有注意到我们活在一个非常可怕的时代里？
I mean, our schools aren't even safe, are they anymore?
学校再也不是一个安全的地方了，不是吗？
People hurting each other, people threatening each other.
有许多的伤害，有许多的威胁的事情发生。
We need the help, comfort, and protection of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的安慰、引导和保护。
We need God on the inside helping us.
我们需要神在我们的里面来帮助我们。
We cannot afford to resist, push away the Holy Spirit.
我们不能够把圣灵推出去或拒绝他，因为我们不能承担这个结果。
You know one of my favorite things about the Chinese culture?
你知道我最喜欢中国文化的哪一件事？
One of my favorite things that the Chinese do better than us Westerners?
你知道中国人做比我们西方人更棒的是哪一件事？
Is that the Chinese people know how to honor their elders.
就是中国人很孝顺。知道如何孝顺父母。
They know how to slow down and show honor and respect.
他们常常会缓下脚步，为了要表现对长者的尊重。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
God has blessed the Chinese people because they know how to honor.
因为我们这样敬重长者，神祝福了中国人。
But let me say plainly,
但是让我很明显的说
that when we resist the work of the Holy Spirit,
当我们拒绝圣灵的工作
that is not showing the Holy Spirit honor.
那我们是不尊重圣灵。
Amen?
阿们吗？
We are dishonoring the Spirit.
我们乃是不尊重圣灵。
Well, let's talk about some of these sufferings of the Spirit.
让我们谈一谈圣灵受苦的有哪些情形。
One obvious way we know that we lack, that we're probably not, honoring the Holy Spirit is we lack the power of the Holy Spirit in our life.
很明显的，我们从哪一个面，我们可以从哪一件事可以知道我们是不尊重圣灵呢？就是在我们的生命中，圣灵的能力不足。
But,So these are the sufferings of the Holy Spirit that I'm going to talk to you about.
这就是我想要跟你们分享有关圣灵受苦的方面。
I'm going to talk to you about 8 different sufferings of the Spirit.
我要跟你们分享圣灵受苦的八种情况。
Another way to describe them besides sufferings of the Spirit.
不是说
These are 8 different ways that we commonly sin against the person of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们有八方面我们常常得罪圣灵。
Amen.Number one, to ignore the Holy Spirit.
第一个就是我们漠视或者忽略圣灵。
Now we can't see the Holy Spirit, can we?
我们看不见圣灵，不是吗？
We can't see the wind, can we?
就像我们看不见风一样。
But that doesn't mean that the Spirit is not here.
看不见不代表他不在这里。
Acts 19, 1 through 6.
使徒行传19章1到6节。
Paul went down to Ephesus.
保罗到了以弗所。
And he asked the question.
他问在那里的门徒们。
There were some new converts there.
那些有些新得救的。
And he said, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
他说你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？
Now, for him to ask that question, he must have noticed the absence of something there.
他会问这样的问题，一定是他注意到他们当中缺少了什么。
So they said to him, they responded to him,
他们的回答说,
We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
他们说, 没有, 也没有听过有圣灵赐下来。
So they had believed the gospel.
所以这些人显然信了福音。
The preacher had come and shared the good news about Jesus Christ.
就有人来传福音给他们。
But had never talked to these new converts about the deep work of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life.
但他们传福音的时候，从来没有告诉他们有关圣灵在他们心中深入的工作的事。
There are many, many churches that preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
有许多的教会是传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Who never tell the converts about the deep work of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life.
但是他们从来没有告诉这些新得救的人，圣灵可以在他们心中做深的工作。
They never tell them about the promise of the Holy Spirit.
也没有告诉过他们这个应许的圣灵是给他们的。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
或者圣灵的能力
that gives you victory in your life,
让你能够在生活中得胜
and brings the power and gifts of the Spirit to fulfill the ministry of Christ.
而让你能够执行或成全神在你身上的旨意
When we preach about Christ,
当我们分享到基督的时候
and never mention the promise of the Holy Spirit,
我们几乎很少提到应许的圣灵
we are ignoring the Holy Spirit.
那表示我们忽略了或者漠视圣灵。
We're connected to the Father through the work of Christ.
我们借着基督的工作与父神和好。
And we have been filled with the Holy Spirit if we will allow Him to come.
我们若允许圣灵进到我们生命中，我们也会被他充满。
Through the work of Jesus Christ.
这也是借着基督所完成的工作。
We are the family of God.
我们是神的家。
That is intimately connected to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们是与父神、与子神、与圣灵非常亲密连结的。
You know, it's kind of like going over to a friend's house to visit, eat dinner.
就像你到朋友家去吃晚餐。
You met the husband.
你见到他的家中的丈夫。
You met the wife.
你见到太太。
They have two handsome children.
他那两个可爱的孩子。
But at the end of the evening,
但是当这个晚上要结束的时候
you find out that there's a young daughter.
你突然发现说哦她还有第三个孩子
Oh, you have another child? There's another part of your family?
Oh, 你家中还有 另外一个人啊。
But they never introduced you.
但是你整晚在那里的时候，没有人介绍这个孩子给你。
That's a little rude, isn't it?
你不觉得这是非常的没礼貌吗？
That's a little awkward.
有点奇怪吗？
You know, when you're proud of your family,
你以你的家庭为傲。
You make proper introductions to every part of it.
你若是以你的家人为傲，那人来的时候，你会把每一个人都介绍给他。
And it makes no sense that we would talk about Jesus but neglect or ignore the person of the Holy Spirit.
同样，若是我们讲到耶稣，却从来不提到圣灵，是不对的。
In Acts 2:38,
在《使徒行传》第二章三十八节
，Peter preaching。
彼得说
，He says, "Repent."
你们要悔改。
And let every one of you be baptized.
然后奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And you shall receive.
叫你们的罪得赦。
The gift of the Holy Spirit.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Almost every time the Holy Spirit is mentioned to one extent or another, is the mention of Him being a gift or giving gifts through the work of the Spirit.
在这里每一次讲到圣灵的时候都讲到他若不是一个礼物就是赐给我们或者赐给我们能力的一个能的圣灵。
I mean, can you imagine, your father coming and giving you a gift, a big package, Jim, with a giant bow on top.
所以金龙弟兄你爸爸来了送给你一个大盒子是一个大的礼物。
You know,Your father gives you this gift.
你爸爸给你这个礼物。
Jim would never think about pushing it aside.
金龙，你大概不会把这礼物推到一边。
Not mentioning it.
提都不提。
Never opening it.
也从来不打开。
Amen.
阿门吗
？The Holy Spirit is a gift. Have you opened him?
圣灵是神赐给我们的礼物。
Have you opened your heart fully? Now the Spirit, if you believed in Christ, the Spirit is working in your life.
你若是相信基督，圣灵要在你的生命中做工的。
But are you treating him like something that's just never been explored or opened, got to know the Holy Spirit?
那我们的态度是什么？好像一个放在旁边的礼物，我从来不打开，从来不了解的。
Are you ignoring the gift of the Holy Spirit?
我们在藐视或忽略这个礼物吗？
To ignore the Holy Spirit causes him suffering.
当我们这样做的时候，让圣灵痛苦。
Number two.
第二点,
when we're unwilling to wait on the Holy Spirit,
当我们不愿意花时间等候圣灵,
the Holy Spirit shouldn't wait on us.
圣灵不应该来等候我们,
we wait on Him.
而是我们应该等候圣灵。
Now I have two old friends that live out in Riverside.
我有两个年长的朋友住在 Riverside.
Or maybe I haven't known them all that many years.
我虽然认识他们没有很多年。
When I say old friends, I mean they're very elderly.
我说老朋友是因为他们是年长的。
They're in their 90s. Almost, they're getting close to 100 now.
他们都快100岁了。
And I deeply love them and appreciate them.
我真的很爱他们，也感激他们。
I like to sit and talk to them.
我喜欢跟他们坐在一起，跟他们聊天。
But if I want to benefit from that relationship, that friendship,
若是我想从这样的友谊中得到更多的帮助，
I've started to notice that I have to slow down.
我发现我必须要放慢我的脚步。
I have to be patient.
我必须要有耐心。
I have to listen.
我必须要倾听。
I have to wait.
我必须要等。
Amen.
Amen.
I can't benefit from their friendship on my terms and timetable.
我不能以我自己的时间或我的情况来要求他们而从这友谊中得到任何帮助。
I don't know how many times they've said, "Oh, David and Lucretia, come on down. Let's." They love to go to Norm's. They have this in common with my friend Raymond. They love to go to Norm's.
他们很喜欢去这家餐厅叫 Norm's.
They say, "Let's go to Norm's. We'll drive down there. You follow us."
他们说来我们去 Norm 吃饭我们一起开车你跟着我的车
immediately getting in the car noticing I have to drive much slower because they drive slower
马上我知道跟在他后面我必须要开得很慢因为他们老人家开得很慢
even getting from the parking lot to the restaurant
就算你到了那里停下来了你连从车子走到餐厅你都得慢慢走
they walk much slower than I do
因为他们走得比我慢多了
so, you know sometimes I you knowYou're hungry, you want to get inside the store, in the restaurant, but you got to walk slower to, you know, not rush ahead.
因为有的时候虽然我很饿，我也知道我必须要慢下我的脚步，走在他们的后面，不能走在他们的前面。
Now the Holy Spirit's not old.
当然圣灵不是老的，圣灵不老。
Not in the way we think about it.
不是照我们所解释的老的定义。
But to be the friend of the Holy Spirit, to have His influence in your life in a powerful way.
但是你若是要与圣灵成为好朋友，让他的能力在你生命中有彰显。
You must be willing to wait.
你必须愿意等他。
Can't rush ahead.
你不能跑在他的前面。
You know, so often in the church, we make all our plans, what we want to see, what we want to do.
很多时候我们在教会里，也许我们一些计划，我们要做这个，我们要做那个。
What we think would be best.
我们觉得这样做是好的。
Without asking the Holy Spirit.
可是不小心我们就忘了先问一下圣灵。
We invite Him in a lot of times at the last minute.
常常我们都是在事情快要发生的最后一分钟了跟请他来。
Oh, here's our plan, Holy Spirit, please bless it.
哦，圣灵，这是我们的计划，请你祝福。
We've already got all the paperwork filled out. All we want you to do is bless it now.
所有的事情都准备好了，现在就请你祝福就好了。
Amen.
阿们吗？
This is how young people are sometimes with their parents.
常常我们年轻人对父母之间的互动也是像这样。
They got their plan all figured out.
他们通通都计划好了。
Oh, I better check in with mom and dad.
Oh, 我最好跟爸妈讲一下。
Oh, mom, dad, this is what I'm going to do. It's okay, right? Just give me a blessing, so I'll be on down the road.
Oh, 爸妈，这是我的计划，可以吗？好，你最好祝福一下我才能够上路。
Right?
啊，是这样吗？
Isn't that right, brother? Isn't that sometimes how we do things, you guys? We get our plan going and we go, Just bless it, mom. Here, or just provide the funds to do it, and I'll be good to go.
年轻人，我们是不是常这样？我们都计划好了，最后才告诉父母，然后请他们在财务上予以赞助。
Guess what? Your parents don't feel honored when you do that.
但当我们这样做的时候，你父母会觉得没有被尊重。
And the Holy Spirit does not feel honored when we do that in the church.
同样的，当我们在教会这样做事的时候，圣灵也觉得他没有被尊重。
We've got to make sure we're slowing down to be in step with the Spirit.
所以我们要缓下我们的脚步，要确定我们是与圣灵同步。
Not rushing ahead and not lagging behind.
不是跑在他的前面，当然也不是落在他的后面。
But David, where's the schedule? I need to see the schedule.
Oh, 大卫啊，你的时间表在哪里？我得看到时间表。
Is there some times on the bulletin? What's when? How? Where?
你的时间表在哪里？在布告栏吗？
Isn't this right? This is what drives us crazy sometimes.
有的时候这叫我们人都快发疯了。
We like to plan everything.
我们喜欢把每一件事都计划好。
We like to figure out our schedule by 10-minute increments.
最好我们的时间表是每十分钟都清楚是做什么。
And then 15 minutes later we'll do this, and 15 minutes later we'll do that, and then at this time we'll do this.
我们最喜欢事情都详详细细计划好，每十五分钟都知道我在做什么。
Guess what?
你猜结果是什么？
The schedule oftentimes isn't written down.
很多时候神的时间表是没写下来的。
Or if we do have our own schedule,
就算我们有很清楚的时间表。
We must submit it to the Holy Spirit.
我们还要愿意甘心把这个降服在圣灵的主权下。
Because sometimes we have it all figured out every 10-15 minutes.
有时候虽然我们每一分钟都计划好了。
But the Holy Spirit starts pulling on our heart and he says, uh-uh.
当你正在进行的时候，圣灵突然给你感动，说不是这样。
Stop.
停下来。
You don't need to do those 5 other things.
你不需要做剩下的五件事。
And how do you discern that?
那你如何分辨呢？
By the Spirit.
是靠着圣灵在里边的引导。
And this is very, very difficult if we're not spending time in prayer, in God's Word, in the Spirit.
但是若是我们都没有在圣灵里祷告或者等候或读主的话，我们很难感受到这样的引导的。
This is not the work of natural men's minds.
因为这不是我们天然人的心思的引导。
We discern this by the Spirit.
我们如何分辨呢？是在灵里分辨。
This is why we have to be men and women of prayer.In the Spirit.
为什么神就叫我们要在圣灵里祷告？
This is why we must cultivate a habit of listening and hearing God's voice in the Spirit.
这就是为什么我们必须在圣灵里学习听神的声音。
We cannot run the church like a man runs a business.
我们不能在这里经营教会好像一个人经营他的生意一样。
The scripture says, Jesus said, the flesh profits nothing.
因为肉体不能成就什么。
We can do nothing apart from the power of the Holy Spirit.
若是离开圣灵，我们什么都不能做。
this understanding of this truth in a deep way,
若是我们对这个真理有一个深刻的认识,
will naturally make you slow down a little bit.
我们很自然就会缓下我们的脚步。
Amen?
阿们嘛。
You have your meeting all planned.
我们常常把我们的聚会通通都计划好了。
Everything's going according to schedule.
每一件事都照着时间表来进行。
And then all of a sudden you see somebody deeply affected by the Holy Spirit over here.
当你在聚会当中，你突然发现有一个人圣灵在他身上做事。
A wise man or a wise woman of God?
一个神有智慧的神的仆人或使女。
Will not just push past what's happening back there.
不会忽略到圣灵正在做的事。
Will pause and ask God, is there something here that I'm overlooking?
而停下他的脚步问神说我是不是疏忽了什么事。
God help me, I don't want to miss you.
神啊我帮助我因为我不要忽略了你在做的事。
Many, many times in our meetings, our gatherings in the church,
很多时候当我们奉主的名在聚会的时候
there are things that the Holy Spirit plans to do that we don't even know anything about.
很多时候我们对于圣灵他所计划要做的事可能完全没有概念。
So the disciples were in the upper room.
所以这些门徒们那一天在小楼上祷告。
They've been praying 10 days.
他们已经祷告了十天之久。
And suddenly,
突然
Suddenly,
突然
something happened that was not planned.
就表示没有预料，没有计划。
Suddenly, they were surprised by the sound of a rushing wind.
他们很惊讶听到有大风的声音。
Can you imagine the wind of God swirling in this place this morning?
你能想象若是今天早晨在这个教堂的里面有大风旋转。
Just a sound. I've heard other stories about when God visited his church.
就是这个大风的声音。
They said there was a roaring sound in the meeting.
我听到别的教会分享当圣灵来到的时候他们听到有风的响声。
And we'd go, oh my goodness, this never happened before at church.
我们就吓一跳说诶这以前在我们教会里没发生过啊。
Something different, something new, something I've never experienced before.
这是从来没有发生是新的。
But yet they recognized that it was God.
但是他们都认出说这是神。
And then the scripture says that there were tongues of fire on each and every one of them on their head.
下一件事就是说他们看到圣灵像火蛇一样降临在每一个人的头上。
Not just on the preacher.
不是只是传道人身上。
Not just on the deacon.
或者是执事的身上。
Or the pastor's wife.
或者是牧师娘的身上。
On each and every one of them.
而是在每一个人的身上。
And they began to speak with other tongues.
他们就开始讲起各国的语言。
They were making such a commotion in the upper room.
他们这个引起的骚动可真是大。
That people in the neighborhood could hear it.
连附近的邻居都听到这些声音。
They go, "What in the world is going on with those disciples today?"
他们说哇，那些耶稣的门徒发生什么事了？
And the people ran down to the upper room.
所以大家都跑到他们的小楼上。
And they said they didn't. What is all this noise?
他们说这些声音是怎么回事啊？
And some begin to mock.
就开始有人讥笑他们。
And laugh.
笑他们。
So these men are drunk.
说哦，他们喝醉了。
They're crazy.
他们被新酒灌满了，他们发疯了。
This is what happens when the Holy Spirit, the wind, water, fire, oil, comes into our meetings.
这是当圣灵以不同的形式，也许是风、是火、是水、是油，进到圣徒的会中。
He does surprising things that we did not plan for.
他会做我们没有预计的、没有计划的、令我们惊奇的事。
A sure sign.
这是一个很明显的记号。
Now you listen to me. A sure sign.
这是一个有一个确定的记号。
That the Holy Spirit is not freely moving in our church.
若是圣灵不能自由在我们当中运行
is when every meeting is exactly the same.
当我们每一个聚会都是照同样的方式进行没有改变这是一个什么预兆什么迹象呢就是圣灵没有能力在我们当中自由工作
That's convicting, isn't it, you guys?
这是有没有给我们带来一些光亮
When the suddenly of the Spirit has disappeared from our meetings.
如果有一天圣灵突然从我们聚会中失踪。
When the suddenly, the unpredictable character of the Holy Spirit is absent,
有一天当圣灵他的性格他的特性在我们聚会中找不到的时候。
That is evidence that men are more controlled than the Spirit is in control.
那就告诉我们人在这个会中比神在这个会中有更大的掌控力量。
This is why we must wait to be in step with the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们要等候 圣灵。
Number three, another suffering of the Spirit.
第三个圣灵受苦的迹象是什么？
When we are ashamed of the Holy Spirit.
当我们以圣灵为耻的时候。
The Holy Spirit sometimes makes a lot of noise. Did you know that?
你知道圣灵来的时候有时候会蛮吵的。
Do you ever have one of those friends that talks a little bit louder than you're comfortable with?
你有没有一些朋友啊平常讲话声音很大的让你不太自在。
Laughs a little louder than you prefer.
或者笑得特别大声让你不喜欢。
Has an uncanny knack for doing something that draws a little bit of attention.
你有没有一些朋友他讲话大笑声大你跟他在一起的时候让会引起旁边人注意。
That's my good friend Raymond. Amen.
Raymond 就是这样。
And I love him for it.
而我爱 Raymond 这方面的特点。
Amen. He's fun to be around because he's that way.
因为他是这样所以我很喜欢跟他在一起。
But that's a little bit how the Holy Spirit is sometimes.
有的时候圣灵有一点像这样。
When the Holy Spirit moves freely in the New Testament,
在新约里面当圣灵自由运行的时候。
Now keep up with me what my line of thought here.
你们要跟着我的思维走哦。
When the Holy Spirit moves freely in the New Testament,
当圣灵在新约里他自由运行的时候
miracles happen.
神迹奇事就发生了。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Sometimes people speak in tongues.
有的时候人开始说方言。
Does that make you, can we talk about that? Can we talk about it?
我们能讨论这些事吗？
Sometimes the Spirit of God comes in contact with the spirit of darkness andEvil spirits have to leave.
有时候神的灵降临在一个被邪恶的灵附着的人身上，那个邪恶的灵必须离开。
And guess what?
你知道结果会怎么样？
Oftentimes they don't leave quietly.
通常当邪灵离开的时候，他不会安安静静的走。
You got some background music right there.
我们有一些背景音乐。
Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying?
你们听到我说什么吗？
Do we really want a New Testament church?
我们真的要成为新约圣经中所描述的教会吗？
Do we really want, or does that embarrass you?
或者这种圣灵的彰显让你觉得很尴尬？
A couple of few years ago,
几年之前，
I was praying, asking God to do a deeper work in my life.
我在那里祷告求神在我生命中做深的工作。
And the Holy Spirit told me two things.
圣灵告诉我两件事。
God told me two things when I was praying.
当我在祷告的时候，神对我说两件事。
You're doing all the talking and not listening enough.
你讲话太多，你倾听太少。
You ever begin to pray and you're praying all your prayers, all the things you need?
有没有我们祷告的时候，我们一直告诉神我需要这个，我需要那个。
Asking for this, asking for that, but you're not listening for God's voice.
要求他这件事那件事，但是没有花足够的时间来听神说话。
That's what the Lord started to show me, that I wasn't listening, I was just doing all the talking.
所以那个时候圣灵对我启示说，你就是一直讲话，却不仔细听我说话。
Number two.
第二件事呢？
The Lord told me, you're ashamed of the Holy Spirit.
神说你以圣灵为耻。
I always wanted to be balanced. Amen.
你知道我喜欢做一个平衡的人。
Careful.
很小心谨慎。
I saw some things in the church sometimes I thought, that I don't think that's God.
有时候我看到教会中一些的情形我说哦可能不是出于主。
But I was always trying to be careful and safe.
但是呢我这个人就是很小心
cautious,
谨慎非常的注意
balanced,
要平衡。
And I'd become so concerned about that.
到个地步呢，我太在乎这些。
I thought I was being balanced.
我以为我是想要做一个平衡的人。
But what I was really doing was being embarrassed of the Holy Spirit.
但是心的深处，我这样做是因为我以圣灵有某些表现为耻。
Remember the first condition of receiving the fullness of the Spirit?
你知道被圣灵充满的第一个表现是什么？
Is surrender.
就是我们降服于主。
You know, John was baptizing people in the Jordan.
施洗约翰在约旦河中为人施洗。
And he said, "There's one coming after me that will baptize you in the Holy Spirit."
他说那个在我以后要来的，他要用圣灵和火为你们施洗。
Remember what it was like to be baptized?
你有没有想过你受浸的时候是怎么样？
Are you the one that does the baptizing when you get baptized?
你受浸的时候是你自己为自己施浸吗？
Let me do this, you know. You jump in backwards, no, that's not how it works.
你不是自己跳进浸池中然后自己施洗。
You have to lean back.
你必须要往后仰。
You have to let go.
你必须要放下你自己。
You have to surrender to the other person.
你必须把自己完全降服交托在另外的人手里。
Amen, you surrender.And they dip you all the way under.
你放下你自己，他们把你完全的浸在水中。
And for a minute there,
有一分钟
you are no longer seen.
你人看不见你。
Only all we could see is water.
旁边的人只能看见水。
That is a reminder, a picture of the fact.
这就提醒我们。
That your old life is dead and you're gone out of the picture.
你的老我已经死了，已经埋在水中，看不见了。
That's how we get baptized in water.
所以我们就进入基督。
But remember, the baptism in water is the picture of also about being baptized in the Holy Spirit.
同时，这个受水浸的景象也是告诉我们我们受灵浸的景象。
Have you surrendered to the Holy Spirit?
你有没有把自己完全交托降服？
Have you been immersed underneath the waters of the Spirit?
你有没有把自己浸入在圣灵的水中，完全的浸在其中？
And nobody can see you anymore, only the water of the Spirit.
到一个地步，人看不见你，这个人只看见圣灵。
Surrender.
降服于主。
Losing control.
完全交托，不再控制。
Not controlling how you look. We like to look dignified in church.
我们喜欢在教会里看起来是很有尊严的样子，不是吗？
Is this my good side? You know, I want to look my best, right?
照相的时候说，照这边，这边比这边好看。
I want to look dignified.
我要看起来有尊严的样子。
I want to look respectful.
我要看起来被尊重的，值得尊重的样子。
Oh, I've heard that sometimes when the Holy Spirit comes very strongly, some people begin to weep and cry.
有时候圣灵来的时候，我们哭个不停。
Oh, I don't want that.
哦，主啊，我可不要哭成那个样子。
Ladies, do you kind of you don't want that? That might mess up your makeup, right?
对，尤其是女士，可能觉得你这样整个化妆的脸
都会弄脏了。And then your pretty face might not be as attractive if you had all those tears flowing.
一个美丽的脸庞也许不再美丽，当你哭得稀里哗啦的。
Am I offending you this morning?
我经常这样讲话，有没有得罪你们？
We need to surrender to the Holy Spirit.
我们需要把自己完全交托降服给圣灵，要给他完全的主权。
We give him permission to make a fool of us if he wants.
若是圣灵愿意要我们好像变得丑一点，我们也愿意。
I remember when I was brand new in Jesus.
我记得我刚信主的时候。
I painted this. I used to paint pictures a lot when I was a brand new convert.
当我刚得救的时候，我常常画图。
And I just called them spirit pictures. Whatever Jesus was talking to me about prayer, I would paint a picture of it.
无论我祷告的时候主给我什么感动，我就把它画出来。
And I just knew. I was like, you know, I was like 20 years old.
那时候我二十岁而已。
I just knew God was talking to me.
我就是知道神对我说话了。
And I painted this picture of it.
然后我就把这个图画画出来。
And I felt that I was supposed to go to my pastor and show him this picture of what God was saying.
我画完之后，我有个感觉，说我应该要给我的牧者看一下。这个图画。
Now that's a little different, isn't it, you guys?
你知道这个步骤有一点不同。
You know, but I was just brand new in Jesus, excited about following Jesus.
因为我那时候刚得救，我很兴奋。
I'd given Jesus my whole heart.
我把我的心全然交给基督。
He'd washed away all my sins, and I was pretty excited about it.
我非常的兴奋，因为他把我的罪全部洗净了。
So after the service on Wednesday, I met the pastor to show him my picture.
所以礼拜三聚完会之后，我就赶快把我所的画给传道人看。
Except it had been a rainy day, and my painting was a watercolor.
除了因为很不幸的，因为我这是水彩画，那天又下了大雨。
So getting from the car into the church on that rainy South Texas day.
我从我的车到教会这段路上。
It was a big watercolor too. It was like this. It was this big.
我的很大的一幅水彩画。
And it was a mess.
就淋了大雨，所以也变得一塌糊涂。
The rain had done its own little painting on my watercolor.
我用那个下的大雨自己画了一幅画。
And so then I approached the pastor to try to explain to him my messy watercolor picture.
所以我拿着我那幅被搞坏的画给那个牧者看。
Except I couldn't talk.
但是呢，我说不出话来。
I was overwhelmed by the Spirit of God.
因为那时候圣灵真的征服了我的心。
And here I stood with this silly picture.
所以我站在那里，手中拿了这张很滑稽的画。
And all I could do is weep and cry.
我话说不出来，我只能哭。
And he said, now just take your time, just tell me what you're wanting to say.
他说, 慢慢来, 告诉我你要说什么。
All I did was cry and
我没办法,
cry
我就一直哭,
and cry.
一直哭, 一直哭。
Finally, I just gave up and I turned around and I went home.
最后我放弃,
he patted me on the shoulder, 他拍拍, trying to make me feel better.
他拍拍我的肩膀, 让我好受一点, 我就离开了。
Guess what? I didn't feel any better.
你知道吗? 我可没有觉得好受一点。
And I said, oh, I am so stupid.
我就想说,
that was so dumb.
我怎么这么愚蠢?
Have you ever felt that way?
你有没有有时候有这种感觉?
And the Holy Spirit said, it's okay, David.
圣灵在里面说, 没关系的, 大卫。
He said, you did it perfect.
你做得非常完美。
You did it just the way I wanted you to do it.
你刚才的表现就是我要的。
You obeyed me, and that's what counts.
最重要是什么? 是你顺服我。
Amen?
Amen.
You cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们没有办法被圣灵充满。
And always look just right.
而说我必须每次要看起来很庄重的样子。 Amen.
Amen. It doesn't matter what people think about you.
不要在乎旁边的人如何想你。
What matters is that we know how to honor the Holy Spirit.
最重要的是要知道怎样尊重圣灵。
God the Father is in heaven.
父神在天上。
Jesus Christ is seated at his right hand.
耶稣基督坐在他的宝座右边。
And you know who the God is that we interact with every day on earth?
你就知道每一天与我们相交的这个神是谁。
The Holy Spirit.
乃是圣灵。
Everything we receive and get from God on earth comes through the work of the Holy Spirit.
每一天我们从父神所领受的都是借着圣灵。
And we must learn how to honor him and cooperate with him fully.
所以我们必须如何与他合作并且尊重他。
Do you have some sin in your life?
在你的生命中有没有什么罪?
A sin.
一个罪。
Some ugly black thing that causes you great hurt and great shame if anybody were to find out about it?
这个罪呢, 若是别人发现的话, 会让你觉得非常羞耻的。
The Holy Spirit can give you power over that.
但是你知道圣灵能够给你能力胜过这个罪吗?
Amen?
Amen?
This is one of the primary reasons when I was a new convert why I sought to be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit.
这就是我为什么得救之后要被圣灵充满。
By the time I was 19, 20 years old, I was addicted to all kinds of things.
因为后来当我19、20岁的时候,
ugly, dark, unclean things.
我有许多非常不好、罪恶的经历。
That brought me great shame.
这些经历让我觉得很羞耻。
Things I didn't want anybody to know about.
这些羞耻的事我不要任何人知道。
And I asked God, fill me up and take control.
所以我向神呼求说, 主充满我, 你来控制我。
Because I'm out of control.
因为我失去控制了。
And the Holy Spirit came in and set me free.
圣灵来释放了我。
Many, many things just fell off me.
很多事情就从我身上脱落。
And there were other things that I had to work on day by day.
还有我身上有许多的不完美的地方, 天天是在。
The Spirit-filled life is the free life.
一个圣灵充满的生命是一个自由的生命。
Do you need more power for your ministry to share the gospel?
你在传福音做见证的事上你需要更多能力吗?
Do you want to be able to pray for people and see them recover and encourage?
你需要能够为人祷告而有果效吗?
It is the Holy Spirit that does all of this through us.
要知道这都是圣灵借着我们做的事。
Now, you know, honestly,
诚实地说,
some of you young people,
我们当中,
some of you young people in this room aren't all that concerned about this.
我们在座许多年轻人也许并不是很在乎这些事。
Because you feel fairly invincible.
因为你觉得你, 可以活到永永远远。
You don't feel like you have any problems.
你不觉得你有什么难处。
You feel like you're doing pretty well.
你觉得我还活得蛮好的。
And right now, you might even like your sin just a little bit.
你甚至还蛮欣赏你自己的错误或者你的罪。
But it will not stay that way.
但是它不会永远如此的。
Because the wages of sin
因为罪的工匠是死亡。
And that's not just after you die.
不是说你死后的死亡而已。
Sin kills you by inches.
死亡是一寸一寸的吞吃你的生命。
Little by little, it steals the life and joy and light of God right out of your life.
罪一点一点的把生命，神的生命带给你的喜乐和光吃掉。
Now we talked about ignoring the Holy Spirit.
我们讲到忽视圣灵。
I discovered a new word this, the meaning of a new word this week.
我这个礼拜呢，对有一个字，它有个新的意义。
The root of a word, rather.
认识到一个字，它的字根是什么？
The word ignorance in English.
就是英文中这个忽视、漠视这个字 ,ignorance.
We don't want to be ignorant, do we?
我们不希望做一个无知、忽视的人，不是吗？
But the word ignorant is a somewhat of a, not just a lack of knowledge,
这个字呢不仅是说我们是没有这个知识或了解
it communicates a stubbornness about rejecting knowledge.
而且还有另外一个意义就是拒绝或那个固执
The word ignorant or ignorance is a compound of two English words.
这个 ignorance 这个英文字呢是有两个英文字结合在一起的
To ignore, ignore
前面当然前半部是忽视
Brilliance
后面呢是智慧
Light
光亮
It literally means to ignore light or truth.
所以表示说你忽视光或真理。
And I'm telling you, many of us in this room,
在座有许多人
we have heard the truth of God's love.
我们有听到神的爱的真理。
We have heard about the power of the Spirit that can help you and overcome you and equip you to do God's call on your life.
我们也知道也认识到圣灵的能力。
And we're coming into a day.
但是呢，我们会来到一个日子。
That there's no more time or grace.
再也没有恩典了。
To willfully ignore the truth.
当我们执意的、故意的漠视真理。
Stop ignoring the brilliance of the Holy Spirit.
就叫让我们不要再漠视圣灵的那个荣耀和光。
When we ignore the power of the Holy Spirit, that is what it truly means to be ignorant.
什么叫做漠视或无知呢？就是我们漠视圣灵。
So we do not want to ignore the Holy Spirit.
我们不要漠视圣灵。
Let me review my points here. We don't want to be unwilling to wait on the Holy Spirit.
我们不要不愿意等候圣灵。
We don't want to be ashamed of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要以圣灵为耻。
And we don't want to be afraid of the Holy Spirit.
我们要不害怕圣灵。
You know, the Lord doesn't want to trick you, promise you, to give you a blessing and, you know, gonna give you something that's bad for you.
神不会耍我们，一面给我们应许一个好东西，一面又给我们一个不好的。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit comes to us in a way that we're, unfamiliar. Do you remember when Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water?
有时候圣灵以我们不熟悉的方式出现，记不记得耶稣走在水面上？
Jesus comes walking on the water. It was in the middle of a storm.
那一天起风浪的时候，耶稣在海面上行走。
And all the disciples, they cried out, "Oh!"
那些门徒在船上看见了就大叫。
They were frightened.
他们吓坏了。
Because Jesus came to them in a way that they were not familiar with.
因为主耶稣出现的方式跟他们所熟悉的耶稣出现方式是不一样的。
And they cried out and were frightened and they thought it was a ghost.
他们吓坏了以为见了鬼了就大叫啊。
It was a ghost, alright.
的确是一个魂。
A holy ghost.
是圣灵的是圣灵。
But sometimes when God comes to us differently than we're familiar with, we need to slow down and wait on the Lord.
对有的时候圣灵出现的方式不同我们就要慢下脚步然后等候主。
And we get our Bible out and we say, well, let's see if God ever did that before. And that's what we're supposed to do. Amen?
我们就应该到圣经里去找说诶这个是不是神做事的一项的方法或法则。
We don't want to be afraid of change that the Holy Spirit brings.
我们不要害怕当圣灵以不同的方式出现。
We don't want to be afraid that the Holy Spirit might make us look a little bit undignified.
或者圣灵的充满让我们显得不是很庄重，我们不要害怕。
Amen. We don't want to be afraid of looking foolish.
我们不要怕被看起来是很愚蠢的样子。
Amen. Number five is resisting the Spirit.
第五方面就是拒绝圣灵。
Number six is when we misuse the Holy Spirit.
第六是误用圣灵。
When we use the gifts of the Holy Spirit only for ourselves.
若是我把圣灵所赐的恩赐为了我们的利益而使用。
The Holy Spirit has, you have a gift. Did you know that?
在座的弟兄姊妹，你们知道吗？你们有圣灵来的恩赐。
But it's not your party.
但是不是给你用来庆祝的，不玩耍。
You have a gift, but it's not your party.
是你给你的恩赐。
Your gift that you have from God is meant to give away.
神给你的恩赐是要你给出去的。
It's meant to help other people.
是帮助别人的。
It's meant to help you preach the gospel better.
是帮助你传扬福音的。
It's meant to help you encourage people with.
是让你能够鼓励别人的。
Sometimes people get deeply touched by the Holy Spirit.
有的时候我们被圣灵深深的感动。
Yeah, wow, I've got a gift. I've got a gift.
说哇，我有圣灵的恩赐。
Look at my gift. Look at me. Look at my gift.
看看我的恩赐，看我。
And I understand that. We've all done that just a little bit, right?
我知道我们多少都有一点这样的反应的。
But in 1 Corinthians, it tells us that the gift or manifestation of the Spirit is given for the benefit of all.
但是哥林多前书很清楚讲，圣灵的恩赐是为着众人的益处的。
You have a gift to give away.
你有一个恩赐好让你能够给出去。
And this is the purest, one of the purest motivations for receiving a deeper work of the Spirit.
这样的心态是让我们能够得到更多圣灵的能力。
Mother, father, you have a child that you're having trouble making a breakthrough with.
做父母的，也许你的小孩有很难突破在某一个情况之下。
God, give me a deeper touch of the Holy Spirit so I can make a difference in their life. Amen?
你就祷告说，神啊，给我更深的能力，好叫我能帮助我的孩子。
You have a friend that's suffering a terminal illness that needs to be healed.
你有一个朋友生了重病，需要得到医治。
God, give me the gift of healing so I can see restoration and life come forth.
说神啊，你给我医治的恩赐，好叫我能够使他得到复原。
You know somebody that is being oppressed by dark spirits, tormented in their mind, no peace, no joy anymore, living in a dark corner of a room.
你知道有一个人被邪恶的灵所压制，以至于他没有喜乐，没有能力，在一个黑暗的角落里活着。
God, give me the deeper work of the Holy Spirit so I can break the power of darkness and cast that thing out.
说神啊，求你给我更深的能力，好让我能够毁坏仇敌的权势，释放我的朋友。
This is why we want more of the Spirit.
在这样单纯的动机里面，我们求圣灵的充满。
So we can walk in the footsteps of Jesus and bring healing and life and salvation. Amen.
好叫我们能够活在耶稣基督的脚中里，将救恩带到万民的面前。
If you say that you're concerned about other people,
你若说你关心别人。
And you leave the gift of the Holy Spirit unopened.
但是你却把圣灵所赐给你的恩赐留在一边。
That is a contradiction.
这是非常矛盾的。
Open that gift.
打开神给你的礼物
Get filled up with the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵充满你
So he can bring power into your life and you can even be a better blessing and help to other people.
所以他能够把能力带到你的生命中让你可以帮助别人成为别人的祝福
This is why we pray a little longer.
这就是为什么我们祷告的时间要长一点
This is why we have a season where we even miss a meal or two. We fast a little longer.
甚至我们禁食祷告我们不吃饭为了要等候主
This is why we look into God's word a little longer.
或者我们多花一点时间读主的话
To open our heart and say, come Holy Spirit, more.
无论做什么打开我们的心说圣灵啊更多的充满
This is why we make choices to quit doing certain things that quench the Spirit.
这也就是为什么我们不要做不讨圣灵喜悦的事，在那里消灭他的感动。
So the Spirit can flow through us.
好叫圣灵能够自由地运行出来。
Amen.
阿门嘛。
I need more of the Holy Spirit.
我需要更多的圣灵。
I need so much more of the Holy Spirit.
我需要更多更多的圣灵。
I'm not content. I am not satisfied.
我并不以我现在所有的为满足。
The scripture says when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, he will give you power.
圣灵要降在你身上，你就得着能力。
Amen?
Amen.
You know if you have power or not.
你自己知道你有没有能力。
Little bit of power.
也许我们有一点的能力。
But I need much more.
但是我们需要更多的能力。
How about you?
那你呢?
Amen?
Amen.
The good news?
好消息。
Surrender?The conditions of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
得着圣灵的重要条件。
It is a promise.
也是一个应许。
It's the promise of the Father.
你要知道，圣灵是父神给我们的一个应许。
God is a good Father. He promised to give it to you if you ask.
我们的父神是个好父亲，他应许给我们圣灵，如果我们要。
Remember, the Holy Spirit is water, wind.
记得圣灵乃是水，是风。
Is it hard work to breathe?
呼吸很困难吗？
To draw the breath in?
吸入很困难吗？
You just relax, don't you? You just open up.
你呼吸很困难吗？其实只要放松。
And you just breathe in.
自然的就吸入了。
You know, you pick up that glass of water.
你拿起一杯水。
Is it hard work to take a drink?
喝水很困难吗？
All you gotta do is open the lid.
你只需要把盖子打开。
Just drink it in, amen?
喝。
It's a promise, it's to you, it's to me. We need to just ask and receive, isn't that right?
这是神给我们的应许，所以我们祈求就得着。
But the real condition is surrender.
但是真正一个重要条件就是我们降服于主，放下自己。
Give the Holy Spirit permission to do whatever He wants.
把主权交给圣灵，容许他做他所要做的事。
Even if it might make you look a little foolish.
即使他要做的事让我看起来有一点愚拙。
Ladies, even if it might mess up your makeup.
或是亲爱的姊妹们，让你的那个化妆情形有一点受到。
Even if it might make you beside yourself a little bit.
或是你会有一些表现呢，不像你平常的人。
Even if it might make you raise your hands.
或者让你举起你的双手。
Might make you dance a little bit.
让你甚至开始跳起舞来了。
Amen.
Amen.
You'll be amazed what God can do if you'll surrender.
你若降服于他，你会很惊异神所能做的事。
Now, as some of you, real quickly, I've told this story once before, but I remember I was in a large meeting one time.
我曾经分享过这个，不过让我快快的讲一遍。
And we were having such a good time in worship.
有次在一个大的聚会里面，我们敬拜的时候太棒了。
I was sitting about where Jim is on the very front row.
我坐在第一排，就是金龙弟兄这个位置。
Next to the pastor and his wife.
我的旁边是那个我们的牧师和他的太太。
And the Holy Spirit said.
突然圣灵对我说。
Dance.
起来跳舞。
Dance.
起来跳舞。
I don't dance.
我不跳舞的。
It's not a matter of I don't usually dance. I don't even know how to try to dance.
因为我根本就不知道如何跳舞。
And the Lord said, lay your pride down and dance with all your heart.
神对我说，放下你所有的骄傲和自尊，用你的心全心来跳舞。
I must have stood there during that worship meeting.
我大概是站在那里。
About 10 minutes fighting with God on the inside.
我站在里面，站在那里，心中交战了十分钟之久。
Holy Spirit said, dance. I said, no. He said, dance. I said, no. He said, dance. No, no.
圣灵说跳舞，我说不可以。他说跳舞，我说不。他说跳舞，我说不。
You better listen to me.
圣灵说你最好听话。
I said, okay, here goes nothing.
我说好吧。
And I closed my eyes so I wouldn't have to look at anybody.
我站起来，我眼睛闭着，所以我不用看到别人的表情。
It wasn't that I was being so reverent. I didn't want to see their faces, the shock and the look on their face when they were watching me dance.
我眼睛闭着不是我是一个敬虔的人，而是我实在不想看到别人脸上惊异的表情。
So I raised my hands and I began to spin around and say, "Thank you, Jesus."
所以我就举起我的手，转来转去说感谢耶稣。
Hey, has Jesus done enough in your life, taken away your sins? Is that something to dance about?
Hey, 主耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Amen.
这是不是值得欢庆的？是不是值得跳舞的
？Set you free from that besetting sin. Is that something to dance about?
他将我们从罪恶中释放出来，值不值得我们跳舞赞美
？Amen.
值不值得我们欢乐跳舞
？This is what the Lord started saying. I'm worthy of your worship.
主对我说，我配得你的敬拜。
So I just closed my eyes and I spun around and tried not to fall down, just dancing up there.
所以我就闭着眼睛，就在那里跳舞。
And when I opened one eye, just trying to see what was happening.
然后我就偷偷张开一只眼睛，看看发生什么事。
I heard this commotion behind me.
因为我听到后面一阵骚动。
And the whole place was dancing.
我发现所有的会众都站在那里跳舞。
Somehow, my bad dancing before the Lord had lit a fire under everybody else.
我不知道怎么样，我在主面前跳舞，结果在我们的会众当中升起了一阵热火。
There was about 500 people in that meeting, and they were all dancing before the Lord.
那个聚会有500多位弟兄姊妹，大家都站在那里敬拜跳舞。
And the Holy Spirit said, "Do you see why you need to obey me?"
圣灵说，你看出来了吗？当为什么我说要你顺服我
？Your choice, your surrender makes a difference in other people's lives.
你的选择，你的降服
，Amen，
影响到其他人的生命。
That gift of the Holy Spirit that you have left unopened.
那个神赐给你的恩赐，你放在一边的那个恩赐，
it doesn't only have an answer for you，
不仅那个恩赐能够给你带来解答，
it has an answer and a solution for your kids，
也可以给你的孩子带来解答，
for your neighbor，
让你的邻居朋友得到解答，
for the lost man at the market，
为那些失丧的灵魂得到解答。
Amen. Does this make sense？
我所说的你明白吗？
I know it makes sense，
我知道是这话是通的。
We may not like it.
也许我们不一定喜欢。
It may be uncomfortable for us.
也许我们听了不是很自在。
Lay down your pride.
但是主说放下你的骄傲。
Unless you become like little children.
除非你们回转像小孩子的样式。
You really can't enjoy the fullness of the kingdom.
不然你不能够享受神国度的丰富的。
I'm telling you, some of you young people.
在座的年轻人，
Jason, some of you young girls there, some of you young people in here.
我们在座的年轻人，
God's not gonna, He can't use you till you get filled with Him.
神不能用你，
Amen?
直到你被他充满。
You might do well and collect some nice possessions, do well in school, have influence, but our lives will never really count for eternity till we get filled to overflowing with the power of the Holy Spirit.
你的学业也许不错，也许你做的都很好、
Amen?
但是你的生命没有真实永远的价值和影响，直到你完全降服，让圣灵充满你。
Now, I know I'm keeping you late for lunch.
我知道我们有点晚了时间。
And so if you need to be dismissed to go eat, there's permission to do that. But what I would like to do,
如果有人要下去吃饭，请去吃饭，没有问题。那至于我呢，我现在想做一件事。
For those that are willing to surrender to anything that the Holy Spirit wants to do,
在座若是有人愿意完全降服圣灵，允许他做他所要做的事的。
That's a little scary sounding, isn't it?
听起来是不是有点吓人？
And that's the way it should be. If you want more of the Holy Spirit, we want to pray with you down here.
若是你要得着更多的圣灵，我们愿意为你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we have no problem. You have an appointment that you need to leave or to go to, or if you need to be dismissed for lunch, please feel no pressure.
千万不要有压力。如果你要下去吃饭，或者你有别的事情需要离开。
But if you want to receive a little bit of prayer for more of the Holy Spirit, we want to pray with you.
但是你若愿意得着更多的圣灵，我们愿意在这里帮助你。
Amen. So Evan, why don't you come on up here and the rest of the worship team. Vicky and Joyce, you can come up here too. And we're just going to worship a little bit. We're not going to make anything happen.
我们没有定义要做什么，我们就是要花一点时间敬拜。
We're not working anything up.
我不是在这里计划要做一件什么事。
We're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to come in a deeper way.
我们只是在这里要求圣灵在我们生命中有更深的工作。阿门吗？
So stand, if you will.
请你们可以的话，请站起来。
And if, well, let's see what happens next.
我们就看圣灵如何做事。
We love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit.
耶稣，我们爱你。
Holy Spirit, we just confess.
圣灵，我们承认。
God, first of all.
主啊。
We repent.
我们悔改。
If we have rushed ahead of you.
主，我们为着我们有常常跑在你前面悔改。
If we have planned our life without considering you,
或者我们计划生命中的事没有邀请你一起来商量。
God, we turn away from any way that we have dishonored you or disrespected you.
主啊，若是我在任何事上不尊重你或得罪你。
God, I pray that the rest of this year would be.Just a time to learn how to honor you at every turn.
我求你现在有一个转变，并且让今年余下的时间，主，我学习在每一件事上尊重你。
Holy Spirit, we need your help.
圣灵，我们需要你的
帮助。Holy Spirit, we need your comfort.
我们需要你的安慰。
Holy Spirit, we need your power.
我们需要你的能力。
Thank you, God.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
谢谢神。
Thank you, God. If you want to receive prayer for more of the Holy Spirit,
你若要得到更多的圣灵
just come right down here and there'll be somebody to pray with you.
请你到前面来，我们与你一起祷告。
Just breathe him in. Just drink him in.
就是吸入他。
Just receive the promise. Amen.
就吸入他。
It's a promise.
这是神的应许。
The promise of the Father. He is a good Father and he will not disappoint.
他是一个好的父亲。
An empty vessel. Amen.
他充满虚空的器皿。 long for you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Yes.
Marvelous are your works, you nation is love, Jesus. Wonderful are you, Jesus. not miss all your words. You have delivered us.
I will never leave your love.